dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. And on the football side of things, glorious. On the soccer side of things, pretty darn good. Hastings men are going to host an NAIA national game on Saturday. Volleyball.
Bleh.
Sad. Bleh. It's sad. It's sad. I said this to a couple of people on Saturday. Sometimes they say, how do you stay on the air so long and never say, you know, a bad word? I wanted to say a lot of bad words on Saturday, but it just shows you how many great teams there are out there. There's some dynasties, and Grand Island Central Catholic and Northwest both finished as runners-up. Clay Center finished as runner-up. Thank goodness they all went five sets. Got to see some long matches and some very competitive volleyball. On the one side, congratulations. That is a whale of an accomplishment. On the other side, Central Catholic was expected to win. Northwest probably wasn't, but had a chance. They were 2 points away. And Clay Center, maybe that was a mini upset as well. They made a whale of a comeback after being down 19-10 in the third set to Greeley Wallback, and looked like maybe they were pointed in the right direction, but it didn't happen. And, of course, knowing a lot of the folks from the other team, especially in Greeley Wallback, great win for them, so happy for them. But it wasn't that great. And UNK, just when you think everything's pointed in the right direction, the 27-match winning streak snapped. It's the last game they can lose. And still keep competing. They were beaten at home after being up 2-0 over Metro State in the RMAC Tournament Finals on Saturday.
Doug, I certainly don't attend a lot of volleyball matches, hardly any. Are lines that difficult to do?
I think...
I don't know.
Well, not at this level. Not when you're paying people. Not when you're at state. And not when you're doing college. Which one are you referring to? And we're going to talk football here in just a moment. But UNK is in. Both the football and the volleyball team get to play Minnesota Duluth this weekend.
Well, didn't Central Catholic, didn't it come down to a late line call that was...
Northwest.
Or Northwest, okay.
Yeah. 13-13, a questionable line call on an attack by Omaha Gross that, again, I was offset from the line. Some of the people that were right on the line said it was out. It looked out. It didn't look out by much. But Northwest would have then been serving for the championship at 14-13 instead of Gross at 14-13.
But there's somebody standing right there, right?
Yeah.
It's either in... I just don't understand how it could be that difficult.
Well, I have not seen the replay. I hope it hit the line. I hope it did so that there's no, you know, well, we should have won, blah, blah, blah. I mean, when it comes down to 13-13 in the fifth set, you're flipping a coin anyway. You could play that 10 times and it should come out 5-5. And it went in Omaha Gross's favor. But, hey, Northwest gave him a better match than anybody. The final rankings out in the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star. And no real surprises. In Omaha, Grand Island is 9th and A. Northwest is 2nd and B. They put Aurora 7th and C1. SCOTUS, Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic, 1, 2, 3 in both papers. Wood River's ranked in one, St. Paul in the other. In C2, they had Sandy Creek 2nd and Sutton 3rd in the Omaha World Herald and in the... Lincoln Journal Star here, they had the same. Alma was ranked 7th in both papers. Shelton was ranked in the Omaha, and Blue Hill was ranked in the Lincoln paper. In D1, Ansley was 5th in the Omaha, Silver Lake 7th, Palmer 8th. And in the Lincoln paper, Silver Lake 5th, Palmer 6th. And in D2, Clay Center was ranked 2nd in both of the papers. Pleasanton even got a mention, and Lawrence Nelson and Giltner in the various polls. So, a great weekend of volleyball, a lot of good matches down there, and congratulations to all that that brought home some hardware.
Before we get to football, would you have ranked C1 differently?
Well, I mentioned this, and Ron Powell actually in the Lincoln Journal Star did give it a mention. Grand Island Central Catholic maybe should be ranked number one, But they do play a championship in Columbus SCOTUS. I mean, this was the fourth time they played. Central Catholic had won three of the four. Two of the four went to five sets. Really, Central Catholic handled them the first three times. The district final went five, but Central Catholic served for the match twice, I believe it was, in the third set and wasn't able to put it away. So, yeah, that's the way it has to be, even though I know that they're sick in Crusader land still this morning. I guess the good news is all but one of their starters is back for next year. So that's where you go. Very rarely do we jump into the email so quickly into the program, but that's exactly what we're going to do here because evidently, while I was at State Volleyball and was just on part of the show Friday, Joe and Carney thought he would throw me under the bus. Here is exactly, as I mentioned, my prediction. What did you predict? I said 31-10 Nebraska. I said the offense will be able to score. I said maybe they punch in a late one to make it 31-17.
Derek, I believe it's on the Pigskin pick sheet if we could check that out. My score was much lower because I didn't know how we were going to score.
Well, here's what Joe said. What Doug failed to mention is that the defense scores all of our touchdowns and Henry makes one field goal. Come on! Nebraska scoring 31? We have to hold Kansas to 14 points. If we don't, we will lose. Joe and Kearney. Joe and Kearney, in hindsight, shut up. It's always better when I'm right. That's what the deal is. That's what the deal is. That's what the deal is. Hey, coming up, Merck and Morris here on the show to talk about their wins over the weekend. Hastings getting ready for the playoffs. UNK winning their first ever D2 playoff game. Saw Irish Canned out at the state volleyball tournament. Here we go. He fires off to the Den Popper inbox. My, considering the fact that Heisman Sue decided to take another vacation and Daddy's favorite ran the option, Nebraska came up a winner. I want to send congratulations to Sean Watson on a good game plan, Daryl Morris on a great win, and lastly, the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic for a great season. Although I didn't hear the broadcast since I was there, my local spies told me an unnamed broadcaster, blah, 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 was chastising fans for not cheering. He was right on. Maybe we need to hire some SCOTUS students to do it for us. Irish Ken. There wasn't a whole lot to cheer about for Kearney Catholic against Grand Island Central Catholic, I'll tell you that. There was against Bennington. So touching on a couple things there, Ken. Thanks for the email.
I'd like to touch on something, Ken. Sue's getting double and triple teamed all game long. I don't know what he's supposed to throw three people away and then attack the quarterback.
The game plan? Roy Halu ran and Niles Paul caught the ball. A month ago, Tony, do we have to keep saying it? Do I have to keep saying it? Whoever, do we have to keep saying it? Paul's dropping the ball. Halu's not healthy. We're getting beat.
Pretty simple. Pretty simple. It was a basic game plan. You know what? Great first drive. Zach Lee, congratulations. Manage the offense. I'll be the first one to say it. But folks out there that think I want to see Zach Lee fail, he was just a total incompetent quarterback in a couple games early on. That's why I thought we needed a change. Well, it's pretty easy to see. Hey, he showed a little bit more confidence, showed a lot more grit running the football, didn't shy away from things, dropped a shoulder when he needed to, when he couldn't get out of bounds. And I'm all for a quarterback getting out of bounds. I think he did. Threw the ball up. The passes to Paul are just throw them as high and as far as you can. Let Paul go up. Hey, it's not exactly pinpoint passing attack.
No, but at
exactly.
least they're getting there.
No.
At least they're getting the job done. And again, it's just another weird weekend in the Big 12. Baylor comes off a big win against Missouri and gets killed by Texas. Texas kills them all the time. Oklahoma scores three against us, and they beat A&M 65-10 without a kicker. We'll talk about that later. 65-10. Missouri drills Kansas State. Nebraska K-State, 6:45, Saturday, Lincoln on ESPN, the original, and that's for the Big 12 North title. And apparently Kansas State has to win just to be bowl eligible, if I'm reading things right, because they have a win against a non-Division I opponent, which you have to have enough Division I wins to make a bowl. They're going from maybe a BCS team to maybe not being bowl eligible. Can you believe that?
Yeah, no, Nebraska already listed a 13-point favorite. You know what? UMass, the first game out of the year, 21-17. That's the game you're talking about. UMass, Lafayette, UCLA, Tennessee Tech. Well, UMass or Tennessee, there's maybe two games.
They lost to Tech or they beat Tech?
They lost. They beat Tennessee Tech 49-7.
It's just kind of unbelievable. Kansas State talk continues this week. Tomorrow, of course, Bo Pelini's weekly press conference. We'll have a special guest to talk about that as well. But today we've got high school football to talk about. The Class D playoffs will continue. And on our sister station, KKPR, Pleasanton will be in action today as they take on Hayes Center. And that game kicks off at 3. Pre-game is at 2:30. And then coming up tonight on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, it's D1 action with Palmer traveling to Giltner. Kickoff is at 7. Tomorrow, Hastings St. Cecilia's at Broken Bow. And over the weekend, Aurora beat Adams Central, Tony. The second loss for Adams Central, both to Aurora, and Aurora heads to Lincoln to try to defend their state title against Omaha Scott.
Just flex their muscles, and it seems to, when Aurora decides to play the style of ball, they let McCook hang around a little bit, and then it's just like, well, drop the hammer, the game's over, and they just take over the game.
28-7, and there was no scoring in the second half.
It should be a great final. Aurora probably the prohibitive favorite, wouldn't you say?
Oh, nobody's going to say that. Nobody's going to say that. That should be a good football game. And don't forget, every game, every championship game from Memorial Stadium next Monday and Tuesday will be right here on ESPN Radio. One more thought on the Huskers before we take a break and come back with Daryl Morris and Paul Merkowitz to talk about their games over the weekend. Nebraska, just to continue on the weird, Nebraska's down midway through the fourth quarter to Kansas. Someone still explained to me how that happened. Two calls, two 15-yard penalties keep us alive, and then finally a three-and-out stop there with about 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes to go, and Halu breaks a couple and is able to get into the end zone when Nebraska was just basically going to be able to kneel on it, but had to keep running the ball, and they win this football game.
Yeah, well, the one call you're talking about, kid goes over a blocker trying to make a play, and clearly it was a 15-yard penalty. Not much he could do but grab the face mask and pulls down Halu, and it's basically, I mean, that's kept the drive alive.
And what's Larry Asante's problem? He didn't lead with his helmet, but he led with his shoulder on that late hit in the football game.
He's starting to...
2 weeks in a row.
Well, rumor has it he's starting to hang around Ricky Henry.
Ha!
And it's just stupidity. You know, if they had ejected him from the football game, I wouldn't have had a problem with that. I really wouldn't have had a problem with it.
Well, but he didn't lead with the helmet. I mean,
it was so late, Doug.
It was a late hit. It was a late hit. Let's not overreact. It was a late hit. He's got to quit doing it. And that's the from game to game, these guys aren't thinking, well, he did it last week, so now we throw him out. That's not the deal. But I'm sure that'll be taken care of in-house. And finally, before we go to break, Bill Belichick, thoughts? I'm just glad to see somebody go for it. I'm glad to see somebody try something like that. I'm glad they didn't make it. But if it had been somebody else, maybe roles reversed, I'd like to see the Colts make that. You know, it's football. Make it. Go win. See your future. Be your future, Tony.
You don't score till you score.
Be your future.
I'm telling you,
be the ball.
It was the right call too. For the missed calls in the Cowboys game, it was. You know what Deion said? You know you were going crazy yesterday when they recovered the fumble, and then somebody. You know
we can't review it. What?
Deion Sanders saying last night on NFL Network. Ooh, looks like the officials might have had a bad day.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Daryl Morris, Paul Merkowitz, playoff talk after this. Playoffs!
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Yeah. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center is giving you an opportunity to save up to $600 on ReSound hearing aids during a special event November 18th and 19th. A representative from ReSound will be on hand for demonstrations and free consultations. During this special event, you can save up to $600 on ReSound hearing aids. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, 615 West 39th Street. Call today, 308-865-2277.
Tonight, it's an AFC North clash in Cleveland when the Browns battle the Baltimore Ravens. Hi, this is Warren Moon. Join Kevin Harlan, Steve Tasker, and me for all the action. The Ravens need a win to remain in the playoff hunt. The Browns want a win to gain some respect. Baltimore, Cleveland. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
The Ravens and the Browns tonight at 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
NBA is back in business, and the Beast of the East has added a Shaq attack. Shaquille O'Neal joins LeBron James to try to bring Cleveland its first title since the Beatles invaded America.
LeBron went up and crushed it with a right hand.
Will the Cavaliers come together, or will it be another Hard Day's Night? The NBA on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
As cloudy skies continue through the day, today we'll see a slight chance for rain or snow shower. The best chance of staying further to the east of Kearney with highs around 41. North winds will stay at 5 to 15, mid-20s for low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
And we're back on the Doug and Danny Show on this Monday edition. Glad to have you along with us here on ESPN Radio. Of course, we get to the Dent Popper inbox here, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Mondays with Merck and Morris coming up here in just a couple of moments. We're going to talk with Daryl Morris, the head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College. Both in the playoffs. Ever happened?
I got to say no.
Fun times.
Yeah.
But they're both on the road. Not so much fun times, but we'll talk about that. That doesn't really matter. Folks, we want to remind you, and I have to ask you, Daddy, did you get your deer this weekend?
I did not. Deer hunting usually requires you being out of the house before 9:30 on the weekends. Not a big strength of mine.
9:30? How about before that?
5, yeah. It's usually one of those 5:30 deals. I'm not good at that.
You're a fisher, not a hunter.
Yes. The only time if the geese are flying, I like to shoot a goose every now and then. If the geese are flying.
Only if the blind's nice.
Well, that helps.
And, folks, when you get done, you can turn part of your deer into a variety of sausage products from award-winning Troutman's Meats. Bring your boneless deer trim and carry can turn it into everything from dried snack sticks to jalapeno-flavored sausage, summer sausage, jalapeno and cheese summer sausage. They've got brats, Polish dogs. Oh, there you go. Cajun andouille sausage, jerky, and just plain ground and firm deer meat. It's all right there for you. You can talk to Kerry, and he'll do whatever you want, folks. Troutman's Quality Meats, it's a grill's best friend, 25th Street in Kearney. And, of course, now the road open here the last few weeks right in front, no problem getting to it, or at least not as much as it was for a couple of months this summer. And if you're not into deer, don't forget it's Thanksgiving. Order your boneless hams and your turkeys today from Kerry and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats. It's all good, people.
You've had trouble in the past? Gosh, that deer just doesn't taste right. Well, take it to Kerry. Add 6 parts pork, 1 part deer. It's wonderful. It really tastes good. Maybe 8 parts. Who knows? Maybe you get crazy and just tend to want it.
Yeah, but you just love the deer sticks and the
sauce. Yeah, deer sticks is
pretty good. That's good when you're watching football.
It's very good. Very good. I look forward to that.
888-455-ESPN's the number. And, of course, it is Kansas State Week. We'll be talking with Coach Bill Snyder later on this week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But today we talk playoffs, and we start off with the UNK head football coach Daryl Morris after their first ever Division II playoff win, 35-20 over Saginaw Valley State. Coach, good morning and congratulations.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay, I saw the quote over the weekend. It was in the big papers. this was the best win by the best team ever at UNK. Was that in the heat of the moment, or do you still stand by that statement?
Well, you know, and I've been, I stand by the comment, and I know that'll get some, that'll raise the eyebrows, some old boys from the 60s and the 70s, but, you know, winning 10 games for the first time in the history of the school, and then now 11, first NCAA playoff victory. What I've been telling the kids on this team is that, fellas, when you get into a debate with them at some point in time, a nice, friendly, former Loper debate, you'll at least have some ammunition to go into battle with.
Yeah, we talked about that last Thursday when Coach joined us. They have a chance to pave new ground, and that's exactly what they did Saturday, Tony.
Yeah, they really did. I thought, Coach, talk about the touchdown that was scored right before half. Seemed to be just a killer at the time. What was the focus, and what did you say at halftime?
Well, you know, we got the bad kick and gave him the ball on the 40-yard line, and that quarterback was a quality player. He stepped out of a couple of tackles and found a guy downfield, and with 1 second on the clock, you know, we need a guy with a slower finger on the clock button. But, you know, we just told the kids, hey, look, we've been shooting ourselves in the foot the entire first half. If we would just settle down and quit making those kind of mistakes, which we've not made really all year long, we're right in this thing. We could tell that the no-huddle offense was starting to fatigue their front, and so we just told them, hey, relax, let's get back to what we do best, and we'll be all right.
Of course, if you've seen who's running the clock, you would understand the term slow. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Coach, it did not start all that well for your football team, and usually in the playoffs, that's kind of the way it rolls. Whoever gets going is able to finish the deal. But as you touched on, your team was able to turn things around. I guess maybe that's one of the big differences from this team to some that weren't able to do that in the past.
Well, and I think this is a win, and I told the guys in our meeting yesterday, you know, this kind of a win is something that even the kids that are going to be in the program 2-3 years from now will still be able to draw from. You're never out of it as long as you believe and as long as you stick to the plan and you're playing as hard as you can play, good things will happen for people that are hustling. So we continue to hustle, and we continue to try to execute what we had gone into the ball game with. And, you know, we just made, you know, Jake didn't have his best half of football, but Manny came around and did a, you know, 180-degree turnaround in the second half and really played well for us and did a lot of good things.
Coach, this is a perfect example. When you turn the ball over, you don't win. The second half, you don't turn the ball over, you win.
Yeah, and you know, so we lost the first half and then came back and won that second half. And they had, you know, I think once we began to, you know, we were less than two touchdowns behind because they clanked the PAT off that touchdown right at half off the upright. So we're telling the kids, hey, we scored two touchdowns, men, we're winning. And we were able to score that first one, and then I really think the kids got hot and got going, and then I think they began to push a little bit, press a little bit, probably went for a fourth down on our side of the field when they shouldn't have, probably would like to not do that again, and things just started going our way. Momentum started to swing our way.
Well, the RMAC Player of the Year was announced after we talked on Thursday. It was Rustin Dring, and he comes out with another great performance, and he's gritting his teeth while he's doing it.
Yeah, you know, and Rusty is such a funny guy, and he's a great team guy, but, you know, he runs down on a 77-yard run there at the end, and I get run over by the referee because I'm standing in the wrong spot, and instead of coming back and checking on me, you know, he wants to know how come some guy ran him down from behind, you know. So, I mean, he's just an excellent football player, and he's playing very good football for us right now.
Daryl, take us back to the hit across the middle with Brendan Lease. What was it, helmet-to-helmet contact in reviewing the film?
Yeah, it was. The kid that hit him was probably only about 5'6", so he left his feet a little bit to get up there to the chin. So it was helmet-to-helmet. You can see it on film very, very well. It was a vicious, vicious hit. For him to come back, and, you know, he had to shake the cobwebs out of his head a little bit, and he cut his tongue in a couple places, so he was spitting out a lot of blood. And but for him to come back and then score a touchdown later in that ball game, is that just tells you a little bit about Brendan Lease.
Daryl, take us back to the decision. I believe it was 13 points, and you guys go for 4th-and-3 down there relatively close to the goal line and get stopped.
Well, you know, we're in it to win the ball game, and we're thinking two things. Hey, we score, we're right back in this thing, you know. If we don't score, they've got the ball on basically the 1-inch line is where they had it, and they got to drive it 99 and some point yards, and they're probably not going to be able to do that. We'll get the ball back, and we'll have good field position. We'll take another shot at it. So there was still a lot of time left in the ball game. I got a kicker that's not 100% right now, so, you know, I made the decision to go with it, and we've done that in the past. It was a phenomenal play by their outside linebacker, who's the best we've seen all year long, that kept Rusty Dring out of the end zone. So, you know, it was just a great play on their part.
UNK head football coach Daryl Morse joining here on the Doug and Daddy Show after their win against Saginaw Valley State. The game kind of turned on Pat Ackerman finally getting to that darn quarterback, Charles Dowdle.
Yeah, and Charles was a very good player, and he stepped out of a lot of tackles, and he had done that on film, so that's not like he was just doing it for the first time. Quality player, but Pat finally got to him, and Justin Swedberg out of Axtell picks the, you know, gets on top of the ball, and later on, you know, we get a tip pass, and Mason Brodeen picks it off. So, you know, we started making some plays, and some things started kind of going our way, and I think that escalated some of their panic a little bit, and their you know, maybe trying to push the ball and dump it in places where he shouldn't have.
Well, a great win for UNK, and it keeps your season alive. And boy, what an opportunity presents itself on Saturday. You take on the defending national champions in Minnesota Duluth. Talk about this animal.
Well, you know, anybody, what you're starting to see is you're starting to see football teams that are good on both sides of the ball. They're good on offense. They have a rust and drink type running back. They've got a quarterback, you know, that throws the ball pretty well. Not great, but pretty well. So they're going to play action pass you. They're going to bring the ball downhill on you with the tailback and do some different things. So, you know, we're going to have to tackle very, very well on Saturday to survive in that ball game. I think that's going to be a key for us defensively. And then offensively, I don't think we're probably going to be able to spot them 14 points and then come back. So we're going to have to, hopefully we got rid of our playoff jitters and, with this last ball game, and we won't go into the ball game, you know, that way on Saturday, and we'll be able to stay in the hunt early in the first half.
Daryl, I want to ask you about the crowd. I got to be honest with you, for Kearney, people come out and support any event. I was really disappointed with the number of people that were there Saturday.
Well, you know, I've appreciated the support that we've gotten from, you know, the folks in the community this year. And, yeah, I would like to have had that north end zone kind of filled up there a little bit. And I thought the grandstand was pretty full. And, you know, but there's so many things going on and people got busy lives. But, yeah, I would be fibbing if I said that, you know, geez, if we could have had that north end zone filled up a little bit, that would have been just great.
Coach Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What things do you have to cancel or postpone in your life because you're still playing football right now that you haven't had to in the past?
Well, you know, recruiting is normally kind of, we're doing a lot of film evaluation at this time of prospective student athletes that we have interest in, and you know, we're doing a lot of phone calling, and we're not allowed to leave campus yet as of till December 1st. So we're falling behind a little bit in that process, and it'll be a mad dash to get up to speed when we're able to leave campus December 1st and go out to the high schools and start trying to set up visits and see guys on the hoof and so forth. So I would say probably recruiting is the biggest thing that's kind of getting a little bit behind schedule, but we'll catch up. It's a problem, but it's a great problem to have.
Daryl, any chance Rustin Dring kicks the football on Saturday for you?
That's a very big possibility. Jordan has got a muscle situation in his kicking leg. The muscle's not firing, so he's got probably a muscle tear, and it's really limiting what he can do. He did not kick any last week or any the week before, and now that's starting to have an impact on his accuracy, hence kicking the ball out of bounds right before the half and giving him the ball on the 40-yard line. So we're going to have some kicking tryouts this week.
I've got to ask you, how's Goldenstein's chin?
I think his chin's pretty good. You know, him and that number 99 had a nice ball game together. You know, they gave a lot of each other information about their family and their heritage and their family trees and moms and dads and sisters and brothers. So they had a good old time.
That is outstanding. Well, Coach, we'll talk to you again next week. Best of luck as you head up to Duluth for a big, big game.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate the coverage all year long.
In today's job market, companies are cutting jobs. Is your job secure? Do you have the skills you need to keep your job? If you've lost your job, do you have the skills needed to get another?
I am John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor. Most jobs today require computer skills. I want to give you that edge so that you have the skills that you need to compete. Learn Vista, Excel, PowerPoint, even eBay. Over 60 lessons to choose from, and I'll send you any one of your choice absolutely free. It's a fact. Employees with the most computer skills have a better chance of keeping their jobs. And if you're looking for a job and you have the computer skills, you're more than likely to get hired. Don't take chances with your career. Let me help you take control. You have nothing to lose. Try my product.
Don't wait another second to get the computer skills you need. Call the Video Professor hotline right now and see how Video Professor can help you. We want you to succeed. Call 1-800-795-8130. 1-800-795-8130. That's 1-800-795-8130.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center is giving you an opportunity to save up to $600 on Resound hearing aids during a special event November 18th and 19th. A representative from Resound will be on hand for demonstrations and free consultations. During this special event, you can save up to $600 on Resound hearing aids. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, 615 West 39th Street. Call today, 308-865-2277.
The state high school football playoffs continue today on our network of stations. On Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it's the D2 semifinals as the Pleasanton Bulldogs take on Hayes Center. Pregame at 2:30, kickoff at 3. And tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM, the D1 semifinals have Palmer traveling to Giltner. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. And tomorrow, Hastings St. Cecilia's at Broken Bow on 12:30 AM KHAS. Don't forget you can hear all the games on the web as well at ESPNSuperstation.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
As cloudy skies continue through the day, today we'll see a slight chance for rain or snow shower. The best chance of staying further to the east of Kearney, with highs around 41. North winds will stay at 5 to 15, mid-20s for low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Daryl Moore is head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They get ready for the national championship. The defending national champs coming up on Saturday. What a game. And for Hastings College, Tony, they are getting ready for the opening round of the NAIA playoffs. They're taking on Ottawa University, Ottawa, Kansas, which is straight south of Lawrence, where the Huskers went down and did some damage this Saturday, and now hopefully Hastings College can go down and do some damage next Saturday. And we're joined by head coach Paul Merkowitz. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, big win on Saturday. Before we start talking the playoffs, you took care of a Midland Lutheran. You took care of what you needed to do.
Yeah, you know, I thought we played pretty well. Again, a really solid defensive performance, and you know, we got some big plays in the first half, and then a big time special teams play in the fourth quarter from Maurice, and you know, did what we needed to do to win the game.
Coach, maybe some more points, and maybe you didn't think you maybe had at the start of the game.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we got after them really well in the first quarter. You know, we hadn't offensively gotten off to a very fast start, and we really did, just did some nice things. They came on the second half defensively and did some nice stuff and had a lot of energy. And you know, we were kind of just trying to manage it and finish the thing out. And so the second half wasn't as pretty as the first. But, you know, I thought we played pretty well considering the opponent we were playing against.
Talking with Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, it was kind of some of the same old boys doing the job for you here, and I guess that's good when your leaders are stepping up in games like this.
Yeah, it was senior day, and senior day is huge on everybody's campus, but here it seems like our guys really, especially when we had you know, such a team effort all year, I think it was really important to our guys all week long. You know, we talked about sending those guys off the right way and obviously you still had the opportunity with the playoffs, but, you know, we thought it was really important that we got that done.
Paul, when you look at your seniors, how many of those kids are just 4-year seniors?
I only have one guy that's a 2-year senior, one guy that's a transfer senior. Yeah,
that's pretty neat. When you go, hey, come get an education in 4 years.
Yep.
We're gonna play some football. And we're gonna get you out of here, on with your life. And it doesn't happen too many other places.
No, it really doesn't. And I tell you, you know, the neat thing about senior day is we have our seniors kind of address the team before the game in a team meeting after the team breakfast, and it's just neat to kind of hear those guys talk and. You know, the stories that they have and the way it starts as a freshman and the way it ends as a senior is it's just neat how the whole relationship grows. And then, like I said, it was really important to send those guys off the right way.
Paul, were you nervous at all before the pairings came out yesterday?
Well, I didn't get a lot of sleep Saturday night. I know that as you know, things were kind of working their way out, you know, things were shaping up pretty well for us. You know, Friends had gotten beat by Ottawa, and so that kind of helped. Ohio Dominican, who I believe was ahead of us, lost to a Division III school by a few points. So the teams that were going to kind of move us or bump us were losing, and so we kind of felt pretty good that we had a chance to get in. And then in the morning when the rankings came out, we were 13th. We felt pretty good that we were in. We just had no idea where we were going.
Okay, Coach, you mentioned Ottawa. What do you know about them?
You know, we joked around about it Sunday morning that if we made it, you know, we're probably going to see a quarterback that throws it better than the last three we've seen. And we got into the best guy in the country. He throws for 400 yards a game, and they've got a guy who's all-time or number one in the country in all-purpose yards, punt return, kick return, receiver, and then they have the number one receiver in the country. So they spread you out. They throw it all over. They blitz you a ton on defense and try to confuse you as much as they can. And so, you know, we're going to try to stay the same way we have. You know, offensively, we're going to try to be as physical as possible. I don't know if they've seen a team that plays that way or plays the way we do, at least offensively, so hopefully that'll be to our advantage. You know, and defensively, guys, I mean, we've turned over, I shouldn't say we, our defensive guys and our defensive coaches have turned teams over 40 times this year, 40 turnovers. I mean, it's amazing. I don't know what the record is here, but that's got to be awfully close.
Well, hell, Doug, other than that, should be a relaxing weekend.
Well, there's no doubt here. We kind of know the answers to the questions already. Yeah. I mean, Coach, you guys are going to have to be effective running the football.
Yeah, we really are. We really, I mean, we talk about slowing down the game and those types of things, but I really think that's something that if we can slow it down a little bit and maybe frustrate them a little and force them into some bad decisions, hopefully you can take advantage of those types of things. But, you know, it has the potential of being a track meet, and you know, they don't give up a lot of yards running the ball. They have given up a good amount throwing the football. So we'll just kind of have to see. I think the dynamic of their league is they throw the ball quite a bit, so I don't know how much that's skewed. We'll just have to find out on Saturday.
That league you speaketh of is Kansas Collegiate, I take it.
Yes.
Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for Ottawa University. Again, that game is Saturday, 1:30. You'll hear it on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. You've scared us. Are you guys, how's the mood of the team, I guess, getting ready for this high-octane offense?
I don't want to scare you. Those are the stats that we know. Our mood is great. I think we asked our guys yesterday to really just kind of take a day and enjoy it. You know, when you set goals and you meet those goals, you know, you want to take some time to kind of reflect on it. And I think our guys did that and just relaxed a little bit. But today we'll get going with noon with meetings, and then we've got a game that we got to prepare for. We reset our goals, and that's the first thing in front of us is to win this football game. We're going to get ourselves prepared as best as we can and go down there.
Coach, have the Lopers at Hastings College both been in the playoffs at the same time ever?
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, the last time for us was, what, 04. So I don't know when Darryl was there last. I'm not sure.
05,
I believe.
Like
since we've been doing this show, it seems like, I don't know if both of us have done it, but I'm not sure.
Well, maybe we can start a little tradition here with Hastings and UNK continuing to roll. Since it's been since 2004, you guys have been hovering right around kind of that 500 level or a game out of the playoffs. When did you see, did you ever see things click this year where you knew you were going to be okay? Because, man, you've been banged up. Sometimes it's the offense, sometimes it's the defense. You got the running game going. Did you ever have a spot where you went, okay, we're in good shape?
I think, and I don't know if this is kind of the question you're asked, but it goes back to a year ago when we got on that run at the end of the year and the way we finished off the season, because essentially we brought a lot of our players back. We just kind of felt that our kids got it, and it really pushed us into the off season. We had a great off season and a great spring, and you know, I just think that as we were starting to make plays in games, you could kind of see that they started to believe that regardless of what went on, somebody was going to step up and make a play and put us in a position to win a game. And so it's been a neat year so far. Like I said, we're by no stretch of the imagination satisfied. You know, we just want to get started here again. You know, it's second season, and we've been talking about it for a month. It's finally here, and so now we just got to get prepared.
How's the health of your quarterback?
Pretty good. You know, pretty good. He really played well, really, in the things that we asked him to do, ran the ball well. And you know, I think Troy's really, I talked to him on Saturday and really just kind of excited to get into the postseason and do some things.
It's going to keep his dad busy.
Yeah, he's going to do some traveling, I think. You know, he was here. He was here for part of the game on Saturday. I saw him for the first half. I think he had to take care of his own business and probably missed the second half.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good what they've got going on at Aurora. Coach, we'll talk to you again next Monday, and hopefully another victory on the horizon here for Hastings College. Congratulations, and best of luck Saturday.
Thanks, boys. And, hey, we're going to send something out here sometime later this afternoon. We're still negotiating on game time. I don't believe it's going to be a 1:30 kickoff. I think it's got the potential to probably be maybe a 4 o'clock kickoff.
Oh, okay.
They're hosting a soccer game there as well, so they're trying to get both things worked out where we can do some things. So we'll put an announcement out to the media later this afternoon on when the game is and where the tickets are available and that type of stuff.
Hey, that sounds good. Thanks for the heads up, Paul. Paul, best of luck.
Thanks.
That's Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, Tony. They're going to get to see something I guess they just don't normally get to see in the GPAC Conference.
Well, that's kind of the fun part about playing playoff. You know, you don't see these teams. They do a totally different style of football. Let's get it on. Let's see who the better team is.
Well, it'll be it should be a fun time. Hastings College at Ottawa, Kansas. Again, as Coach said, they put a timeout. Looks like they're going to renegotiate that. We didn't touch on this too much, but talking with the voice of the Broncos, Mike Will, he says this is not just a true number one playing number 16. They keep it as close as they can, but those first-round matchups, they try to give it a regional feel. So, again, this probably isn't the worst draw, but this is kind of what they thought would happen after the football game. They weren't surprised that they drew Ottawa, Kansas.
Now, we mentioned Kansas Collegiate. Other teams in there would be Bethany, Bethel, Friends University, McPherson, Southwestern College, the Mound Builders, and Winfield, Kansas.
McPherson, we'll deal with them. They beat the Hastings basketball team this weekend. Didn't like that at all.
Sterling College. Well, you know, there's just a few teams.
A lot of teams in Kansas that are in this.
Yes, that would be a very fair assessment.
There you go. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we need to take a look at how we did in our picks this week. We'll do that after this.
Which one's me, a cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, cause now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free, creditreport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV, thought about going but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE, that spells free, creditreport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and Triple Advantage.
And now, another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance.
When you come to a fork in the road, don't use it to eat your lunch. You never know where it's been.
Congratulations to Timothy Gibbons of San Francisco, California, the author of the tip you just heard, and the winner of the Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance Truck Tip Contest. Timothy's tip was chosen from thousands of entries and has earned him a $5,000 prize. Sharing wisdom from the road. Now that's Progressive.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Hi, folks, this is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
Stop
football.
Let's talk football.
We're talking football. Football and more football. Your place for Big Skin is ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's talk football.
Let's talk football.
1460 and 1550 AM.
Let's talk football.
Let's talk football.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
As cloudy skies continue through the day, today we'll see a slight chance for rain or snow shower. The best chance of staying further to the east of Kearney, with highs around 41. North winds will stay at 5 to 15. Mid-20s for low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And we are on this Monday. Already heard from coaches Merck and Morris. Getting ready for some high school football today, but college football. And Daddy, how did you do in your picks this weekend? Because it sounds like we took a Manny Pacquiao beatdown this week.
Well, I don't know about that. I felt pretty confident. Really didn't do that bad, did we? Did we do that bad, Derek?
Not too bad, but yeah, you and Doug both went 7-3. Good.
We lost to Lawrence.
Yes, Chris from Lawrence, 8-2.
Oh, I thought Lawrence was his name.
No. Chris Lawrence. From Lawrence. You would have had him on the tiebreaker if you guys would have won another game, but he went 8-2. You guys both went 7-3. He is our third qualifier for the bowl pick'em coming up for two recliners from Bruce Furniture.
Got a chance, those ladies. But where did I mess up?
Let's see, Doug, you missed. You had Notre Dame over Pitt. You had California.
So that's okay.
Actually, check that. You had Arizona beating California. You missed that one, and of course, Missouri beating Kansas State. You had Kansas State.
Did Chris take Kansas State?
Chris did not. Chris took Missouri.
There was the difference right there, because he had Notre Dame too. Chris pulling the Missouri Tiger, Gary Pinkle. I mean, you got to give Pinkle a recliner, Chris. That's all there is to it. I mean, if you win this, Pinkle gets a recliner, because he'll have plenty of time to be sitting on it, I guess. So there you go. How about you, Daddy? How did you do in your picks? I heard you got off to a great start Saturday.
You know what? It was
a great start. You were texting. You were calling. The Lopers won. You were winning. The Huskers won. You were dancing. Hastings was winning. You were winning.
K-State, I start off with a loser, feeling bad about myself, feeling bad about the day. But then Texas, then Stanford, then UAB. Bada bing, bada boom, bada zing. They all three come in. I'm 3-1. I'm sitting pretty. What difference does it make? We're playing with their money.
So you thought you'd double up a little bit on Sunday, huh?
Well, thank God we didn't. Because we went 0-3.
Uh-oh. That's the first 0-4 in the pros all year long, isn't it?
Really? I don't know.
It really wasn't even close.
No.
Dork.
The Jets, Pittsburgh, New Orleans. Loser, loser, loser.
You didn't get backdoored on any of those.
No, so, well, it's a 500 weekend. Once again.
3-4. That's more of your outstanding Bertrand math.
3-4.
I mean, the teachers at Bertrand are just going, beating their head to go, quit saying he's from Bertrand. He's from Loomis. The people in Loomis say, no, he's from Bertrand.
I'm saying we're right. It's hanging around that 500 mark.
Didn't you learn anything in those 6 weeks in college? Come on. It's unbelievable.
I'll get better.
Okay. Yes. Hugs. Lots of hugs. You want to shout out the game tonight? Baltimore, Cleveland. Anybody care? Okay, that's what I thought.
Derek Anderson out. Brady Quinn back in.
Does it matter? Here's one for you, Daddy. Frustrated with his other kickers, Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops has turned to a walk-on in his quest for consistency. I'm not even playing the clip for you here. After a scholarship kicker had an extra point try blocked and another missed a 35-yard field goal, Stoops called on sophomore Patrick O'Hara on Saturday. O'Hara, isn't that Jamie's brother? Probably Jamie's kid. Jamie O'Hara from Rudy?
No.
You know, the failure in Rudy? Oh, yeah. O'Hara went 2-for-2 on extra points.
Never kicked in the game, I believe.
Booted a 26-yard field goal as Oklahoma squeaked past Texas A&M. 65-10? We hold them to 3. They lay 65 on A&M. O'Hara says he'd never kicked in a football game before taking the field against the Aggies. He says Stoops told him to be ready and that he knew he'd get a chance to kick eventually. Stoops has not committed to making O'Hara the Sooners' starting kicker, but says the Topeka, Kansas product probably has the strongest leg of any of the five kickers on Oklahoma's roster.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting, because a program of that stature has to go out, and they don't have any guarantee when you go out there to kick the ball. That's shocking a little bit. A lot shocking.
Speaking of the butt kicking that A&M took, Derek, our resident boxing expert, wants to talk about Manny Pacquiao. That was a beatdown.
Boy, it was, too. And this was like a 50-50 fight going in. A lot of people thought that Miguel Cotto would really hang with Manny. He's the biggest guy Manny's ever fought, one of the hardest punchers Manny's ever fought. And early on, it looked like Cotto was gonna do well through the first round. But then Pacquiao really started to take it to him in the second, knocked him down in the third, knocked him down again in the fourth with a vicious left hook. And after that left hook, I don't think Cotto was really the same the rest of the fight. But ended up being a 12th round TKO for Pacquiao. Should have been stopped about the 9th or the 10th round.
How did he get back up?
I don't know. They need to protect. Maybe Miguel Cotto's corner needed to protect their fighter a little more, because he really took a beat in the last couple rounds that he probably didn't need to take, because he was so far behind on the cards already. It didn't look like he was going to be able to knock Pacquiao out. But regardless, everything in hindsight's 20/20, but 12th round TKO for Manny Pacquiao, first guy to have titles in 7 different weight divisions.
Jeez. That's pretty amazing.
Can you believe he started his career at 108 pounds, and he fought at 145 on Saturday?
Hey, be careful. Little guys.
Well, that is truly, truly one of the pound-for-pound best boxers of our era.
They're wiry. Hey, Wattery, we need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we will recap what we've done so far today and talk a little more Husker football, recap some volleyball for you as well right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The state high school football playoffs continue today on our network of stations. On Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, it's the D2 semifinals as the Pleasanton Bulldogs take on Hayes Center. Pregame at 2:30, kickoff at 3. And tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the D1 semifinals have Palmer traveling to Giltner. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. And tomorrow, Hastings St. Cecilia's at Broken Bow on 12:30 AM KHAS. Don't forget you can hear all the games on the web as well at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, winding down this Monday. Glad you're along with us. Always appreciate the emails. And tomorrow, the phone calls for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Talk a lot of Husker football and recap where we're at in the state football playoffs. Daddy, a couple of things that you want to get to. Again, just recapping where we're at. Hastings football at Ottawa University on Saturday. UNK at defending national champion Minnesota Duluth. If you want to go to Minnesota this week, you can catch a whole bunch of Loper stuff, because both basketball teams are up there. The volleyball team goes to Concordia, two-time defending national champion Concordia St. Paul hosting it. UNK will play Minnesota Duluth Thursday in the opening round of the RMAC tournament. Southwest Missouri State's the number 2 seed. They'll play Metro State. Wayne State gets in as the number 4 seed. They'll play Minnesota State. And Concordia St. Paul takes on Colorado School of Mines. 3 members of the RMAC get in.
So then after you see all that, then why don't you kick it back for the Vikings-Seattle Seahawks game? Noon, Sunday. Why not? Then you make it back to Lincoln for the football deal, for the football finals next Monday. Perfect.
There you go. How are we going to fit gold into all this? That's coming up Saturday. We'll talk more about that later on this week as well. But Brian Westbrook Maurice Jones-Drew did a Brian Westbrook yesterday. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, you got to give him a thumbs up. The only way the Jets had a chance to come back in that ball game, he drops to a knee instead of scoring a touchdown on the 1 yard line. They run the rest of the time off the clock because the Jets had no timeouts. They kick a 23-yard field goal or whatever it was, and win the game.
Well, if he misses that,
then they shoot Maurice Jones-Drew. You know, another big win yesterday. Congratulations, Cincinnati Bengals. Wow. Cincinnati Bengals, if you'd have said at the start of the year, they're getting it done with their defense and special teams play. What? No, you get it done with Carson Palmer and the receivers, the trio of receivers you got out there. You just got to outscore people because your defense sucks. Oh, wait a minute. They don't suck anymore.
A couple of other things that we have yet to touch on. Nebraska volleyball sweeps Texas A&M, who'd been rated most of the year. They will host Baylor, who's ranked 21st. New rankings come out later today. Nebraska women's basketball team starts 2-0. The Nebraska men roll South Carolina upstate.
Feel it. Can you dig it?
Hastings College men dropped their first game of the season, as we mentioned earlier, to McPherson College. The Broncos travel to UNK, take on the Lopers on Wednesday night. UNK lost to Division I Indiana State 88-58 on Friday. Hastings women went 1-1 over the weekend. They continue to play nationally ranked teams. And Tri-City Storm, Derek, explain. They start 7-1-1. They went on a five-game winning streak. Now they're on a five-game losing streak.
Yeah, not sure what's going on there. They need to get the chemistry back, put some pucks in the net.
The Storm traveled to Michigan, and a quick explanation, they play Team USA's under-17 and under-18. These are in the league. They're league games, but explain to people what exactly this is.
Yeah, they were just added this year, the under-18 developmental team for the U.S. was added to the schedule this year, so all the USHL teams are playing the Team USA there, and those count towards the league this year, so it's kind of a weird mix-up that they're doing there.
Are these guys better than every team, or are they not good enough to make these teams? How's that work?
I'd say that they're probably one of the lesser talented teams just because they have a lot of the younger players. I think they have a lot of 16, 17-year-olds, whereas there's a lot of teams that have, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds that have a year under their belt in the USHL. So I think Team USA is having a rough start of things.
We've talked boxing, hockey, football, volleyball, basketball. Here's something for you, Daddy. Oh, yeah. The Lancaster Event Center manager says Lincoln will host this event in 2010 and 2011. Lincoln Journal Star reporting that it will attract 300 to 400 competitors, expected to have a $3 million economic impact on Lincoln each year.
Roller derby?
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's the Women's Professional Rodeo Association World Finals.
Awesome.
Where they do more than just barrel racing. How'd we miss that?
Yeah.
How'd we not get that at the event?
So? Oversight on our part.
Amazing. Amazing is exactly the word we're going to use to describe that. Well, it apparently looks like we are out of time on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We want to thank Daryl Morris, head football coach of the Division II playoff-winning UNK Lopers. Also, Paul Merkowitz, head football coach of the Hastings College NAIA playoff-qualifying Broncos. Want to thank you for your emails. Tomorrow, special guest to talk Husker football. We'll also have Bo Pelini's press conference, Troutman's Tuesday trivia as well. Now, it's off to glorious Hays Center, Nebraska. Look out, folks. It's high school football, the state semifinals. Pleasanton was in the state semis 2 years ago, lost at home. Hays Center was in the semis last year, lost to Ewing. Somebody's making their first ever trip to the state finals at Memorial Stadium 1 week from today.
Here we come, Maywood. We're coming for you right now. We're leaving about 10 minutes. We're coming for you, Maywood.
Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Monday Night Football tonight on ESPN. Ravens-Browns. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.